Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Eric Clapton is your artist of the day. And your keyword to cash is plastic. Text that into 72881. I don't know how many miles this man has logged on an airplane in the last 48, 72 hours. But the anchor of NBC's Nightly News, Lester Holt, joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Mr. Holt, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hello, Mr. Holt. Welcome to dry land, I suppose. You were actually holed up, barricaded in your hotel room when Hurricane Michael hit.
I sure was. First off, Lester is fine. My father is Mr. Holt. I appreciate that. But yeah, we were in Montgomery, Alabama, and detoured from our planned trip up to the Florida Panhandle when we got word that this hurricane was building into a major force. And yeah, at one point we kind of looked at each other and said, this isn't working standing in front of a window. So we kind of barricaded the room and put up a mattress. The winds were howling at about 150 miles an hour. The window was beginning to bow, and in fact, it blew out in one of my colleagues' rooms. Fortunately, she wasn't in there at the time, but this was a rough one.
What brings you to Kansas City? And welcome, by the way.
Thank you. We're doing this a cross-country journey. We did it last spring. We did a shorter one right after the election, and it's a chance to get out and see America and get out of some people call that New York Washington bubble. And so we try to mix it up geographically and find stories, good hard news stories and fun stories, but issues that may resonate in other parts of the country. And it's a chance for us to kind of get in touch with the community. We do a national broadcast, so we don't have a community that we can reach out to every day, and this is just a great opportunity to do that.
Did you do the obligatory Kansas City barbecue story?
It's waiting for me about 20 feet from from me. I'm not sure where they bought it, but there's a bunch of it here. And if just I hang up with you, I'm digging into it.
Enjoy.
Hey, really quick, Lester, because I'm curious. Scott and I both have long news backgrounds. Are people that you meet around the country as angry as they seem when we do a daily news talk show, number one? And do you feel that anger? Have you seen it out and about meeting people? I just feel like the media has kind of been a target, certainly in the last couple of years. Have you seen that? And I hope no one's been mean to you here.
No, it's a really good question because, I listen to talk radio and I see and we certainly report about the love at division. But I don't, the truth is, we don't get a lot of that. In fact, on the contrary, what I mostly hear, people come up to me and stop, and really for the first time in my career, they say, hey, thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for asking the questions. And, when it started happening, it kind of took me by surprise. I think the times we live in right now, there is a sense that people are, many people certainly are understanding the importance and value of a free press, and folks aren't afraid to, ask tough questions and hold our leaders accountable. I mean, it's always been our mission, but I think there's a recognition among some people now of how important that role is. And so, it's very, I think it emboldens us all. I think we begin to realize that this is an amazing, amazing time to be a journalist.
You play bass guitar. I've seen you play it on television. Do you have a record?
Well, it's funny you mentioned it. I think it's still there, but I think on iTunes, I cut a record, cut two songs with the band from TV. It's a celebrity band. Hugh Laurie is the leader, and there's a song, Minnie the Moocher, that we recorded, and Hugh arranged it, and I played bass on it. And I actually have a vocal part, but not the kind of vocal part you might expect. But I believe it's still out there. I think it's on there. And then we did a cover of Can't Always Get What You Want, and it ended up on the soundtrack for the TV show House.
Did it really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess I think the show ran on the Fox network, but I think that it was actually produced by NBC Universal. Somehow my name got thrown in the mix. They needed a bass player for this recording session. And next thing I know, I'm sitting there with, you know, these actors and, you know, Hollywood types playing music. It's fun.
Well, we did. I just got back. My girlfriend and I just got back from Manhattan last week. And I know you live there. And did I read right that your son works with you now at NBC?
Well, I have two sons, and my oldest, Stefan, is a local news anchor. So he anchors the news on WNBC.
That's great.
Which is in the same building.
Wait, you didn't say that right. You need to Howard Stern that for me.
WNBC.
Yeah, so he's so I run into him in the building. He anchors the 4 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news in New York. So it's, listen, I mean, how cool is it to, you know, get on the elevator and see your kid there, and, you know, and he's always been one of those guys that holds his, you know, heart on his sleeve and he'll, hey, Dad, hey, love you, Dad.
Aww.
And it's sweet. He's a good kid.
That's amazing. Hey, I know you're busy and you got a lot talented to get to, and you got barbecue to get to. So thanks for joining us. And if people see you around town, I hope that they say hi and extend a hand. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's been a terrific welcome so far, and I'm just really happy to be with you guys.
All right. Be good, my friend. Good to talk to you.
All right. Cheers, guys. Take care.
Cheers. Lester Holt, the news anchor from NBC Nightly News. Nice young man.
Also hitting, do you say Seattle? I need to look up his other cities.
I know they're doing 4. Yeah. They're going around the country. It's actually a really good idea.
Get him out of the building.
Just from a news standpoint, to get out of the house. And he's right. I think one of the, if there is a complaint other than the, you know, you guys are biased, you're left wing or you're right wing or whatever, against the media, is that they never get outside of the bubble of Washington, D.C. and New York. Yeah. It's actually a really good idea.
He kicked things off, I believe, in Houston.
That's right. Houston.
And then from Houston here, and I think somebody said Seattle. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's good that he's here, and we're happy to have him.
All right. When we get back, the Northland doctor who has lost his license because of his alleged behavior, but will soon be getting it back, his license. We'll get to that in just a moment. Your keyword to cash this hour, if you missed it, is plastic. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. With the keyword to cash, your keyword is plastic.
You know, I've been talking to my girlfriends about Third Love for more than 2 years. I first saw their ad on Facebook, ladies, and I thought, I'm going to give it a try. They said it was going to be the most comfortable bra you will ever wear. And 2 years later, I'm still wearing them. I'm up to 6 in my wardrobe now. They use thousands of real women's measurements to come up with these sizes. And they have, hands down, the most sizes of any brand. They just added more. They are the industry leader with a total of 70 sizes, including half sizes. And most women do need a half size. All you do is go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. It just takes seconds. There's a fun fit finder quiz. And I remember thinking, like, why do I want to buy a bra online? Trust me, it works. It's amazing. Do that fit finder quiz, which again is based on tens of thousands of women's real measurements. They will send you yours, tagless labels. The straps don't slip. Ultra soft smoothing fabrics. It's so comfortable, so lightweight, and the fit is guaranteed. If for some reason you're not happy, exchanges and to ship it back, all of that stuff is free. They know there's a perfect fit for everyone, and right now they're offering you 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ to find your perfect fitting bra and 15% off your first purchase. thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off today.
You're gonna make my head explode.
This is a story that I think will make some people angry and other people are gonna be completely okay with it. But the whiter you are, the more it makes me laugh. And this is why I'm reading it to you, because you're the whitest person I know. About 60% of the U.S. population with European heritage.
60% of the U.S. population with
European
heritage
are likely identifiable from their DNA by searching consumer websites, even if you have never made your genetic information available.
So we search the same sort of sites.
Well, here's what's happening. All of these, I'm guessing a lot of European descendant white people have signed up for these genetic databases.
Most European descendants are white people.
So yes. they're all flooding in to 23andMe saying, I want to know about my heritage. What that has created is this web network of information about you that you might not necessarily want released, but because your aunt or your uncle or your sibling or your mother has done this, you are now in that web.
All right.
And we've talked about this every time they find a serial killer somewhere, right?
Yeah.
These researchers started with 1.28 million participants. They looked on the MyHeritage site, okay? And for each, they looked for relatives more distant than first cousins somewhere else in the database. They just thought, if we look, what can we find?
All right.
60% of the time, they found someone whose genetic similarity was at least equal to that of a third cousin, similar to the degree of relatedness that led to the Golden State Killer suspect. Third cousins share great-great-grandparents. So think about this, Scott. Someone you might not even know. Do you know your third cousins? I don't.
I don't know my second ones. Well, wait. Are my cousins' kids my second cousins?
I'll look it up. Your third cousins share great-great-grandparents.
So that would be my cousins' kids' kids.
So there are a lot of people listening. You probably don't even know your cousins' kids' kids.
They don't have any yet.
But if those people decide to put their information in some genetic database, you are now in it with them without even consenting to being in it. I mean, basically.
Okay.
I'm completely okay with this. And I know people are split down the middle. That you have not done anything wrong.
Right.
You have not consented to having your genetic stuff out there. But because someone way down the line in your tree has done this, it does open you up for investigation if you've done something wrong.
The definition of second cousin, there are several, is a grandchild of your grandparent's sibling. So think about your grandma and grandpa.
I would know none of those people.
They're your grandma or grandpa's brother
Siblings,
or sister.
Kids, kids.
Their grandchildren.
I have no idea who these people are.
A child of a parent's first cousin. So I would have to find out who my mother's cousins are.
Right.
And then find out who their children are.
It's so far removed, most people don't know those people.
I don't know who they are. I have no idea.
And you would probably not consent to be in that bed, if you will, of their DNA offering.
Yeah. So, like, Sarah and Emily are my first cousins once removed. They're my cousins' kids. So their kids will be my first cousins twice removed.
Here's the question. This is the researcher now. How should we react to the fact that a decision of a fourth cousin, whom one may have never met, affects your privacy? The decision of someone in your tree that you likely have never met is affecting your privacy. There will be a lawsuit over this, Scott.
You're damn right there will.
Here's the problem with anyone bringing a legal claim against this. Let's say you are a bank robber and they know your DNA, but they don't know who you are, okay?
All right.
Once they identify you through your fourth cousin, all these detectives are doing all this detective work, and they think, okay, we think it's Scott Parks. I mean, the bank was robbed in Mission. He lives in Mission. We think it's him. They then spy on you for several days, wait for you to discard a soda bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They get your actual DNA and run it against what they have.
Well,
that's completely separate. Now, A led to B, led to C, led to D, but that's completely separate than completely going around you to find you. They still have to have your spit.
Why are you thinking this is going to make my head explode? I'm confused.
Because I would think you would value the privacy rights of anyone who did not consent to this.
Well, I do think that short of a warrant, the law enforcement should not have free rein, and I don't think they do. Law enforcement should not have free rein on places like 23andMe.
Oh, that's where we're going to disagree. I think if they're working backwards and they do the legwork to find you.
23andMe is a private company, and I signed a contract with 23andMe that said that my information would not be shared. 23andMe, now, again, I said short of a warrant. But you can't just willy-nilly go filing through the 23andMe database looking for every criminal on the planet.
Amy McGuire, professor of biomedical ethics at Baylor, said police searches using DNA and genealogy websites have sometimes pointed to the incorrect person. She says you would hope that the victim of the false lead would easily be cleared by providing DNA, but you still have invasion into that person's personal life mm-hmm. by being investigated for something they have not done. Some people say it's worth it to aid the cause of justice. Others find it very distressing.
I find it distressing. And I've done nothing wrong.
But what if you have done something
wrong?
Well,
I haven't done anything wrong, and so therefore you don't have the right to go combing through my DNA when I signed a contract with 23andMe that they would not share my name and my DNA on the same piece of paper.
Not really sharing your name, per se.
Well, then how do they know to look at me?
Because someone else related to you put their stuff in that database and did not check that box that said they want to be anonymous. Yeah, okay. You better start calling your fourth cousins, people.
I don't even know who they are.
I don't even know who you are.
Hi, fourth cousin. This is Scott. I've done some very bad things.
Yeah, how would you even go about having that conversation? I know we've never met. I have some things in my past that, let's just say, I don't necessarily want law enforcement to know about. Would you mind
checking that box?
Submitting your stuff into that website?
Could you check the box for me?
I mean, it's not like murder.
Yeah, I stopped at rape. I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, I don't feel bad about this. This is how they caught that serial rapist in California.
Serial killer.
You're asking me to feel bad about that guy because his Aunt Edna put her stuff in. I'm sorry.
So the ends justify the means when it comes to law enforcement?
In that case, it does.
Okay. 576-7798 to the newsroom and Caremark.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael continues to rise. More next.
You know, here's a question I wish someone would ask me every once in a while. What would you do, Scott, with an extra $15,000? Well, listen to what happened to Dave when he called my friend Chip Glennon to sell his home in Overland Park. Chip's all-inclusive marketing platform generated in just 48 hours, 48 showings, and 6 offers. It gets better. Imagine Dave's excitement when Chip sold his home for $15,000 over the asking price. Why list with others when Chip can get you more money for your home? Is your home still on the market? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. You need an expert like Chip Glennon to guide you. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home in Roland Park. One call, Chip Glennon. Call him today at 816-872-5556 or online at kcguarantee.com. kcguarantee.com and start packing.
4:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Now, Tropical Storm Michael has been blowing through the Carolinas and Virginia. ABC's Glenn Counts in Statesville, North Carolina, reports on a driver who was killed by a fallen tree.
He's coming westbound on Highway 64 when around noon, when out of the blue, this huge, massive tree literally just fell on the top of his car and just completely crushed it. Troopers tell me that literally a few seconds either way, and this 38-year-old husband and father would still be alive.
That driver, one of at least 5 people reported dead from the storm so far. A 21-year-old man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for a January 2016 rape at the University of Missouri. Austin Campbell sentenced today after he was convicted in August of raping a woman who was sleeping in her dorm room. He was a freshman there at the time. Campbell will have to register as a sex offender once he's released. Traffic and weather together next.
Hey, call my guys at CM Mose and Son. Tell them I sent you and tell them you want to know more about that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. They're still doing it on all qualifying Generac generator units. Keep the power on in your home when a storm rolls through. They are offering a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700. You know, 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac. It's the same type of generator we have here at the station to keep all of the radio stations in our radio group on the air if there is a power surge or power outage. They'll do the same for your home. It'll be a lot smaller. Call CM Mose and Son now. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoseandson.com.
Mostly clear skies for the time being. They'll give way to clouds later on tonight as we fall through the 40s. By tomorrow morning, 42 degrees. Chance of rain. You're going to need that rain gear. Kids will need it as well. First portion of the day, overcast otherwise. Rain showers ending by afternoon, like mid-afternoon. But the high temperature still kept down because of that cloud shield to only 46 degrees, way below average. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
54 at KCI, 54 downtown, 53 right now at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
That Kanye thing in the White House today was weird. By the way, the passcode to get into Kanye's phone is 000000. He was caught on film dialing into his phone to get a message as he was receiving it in front of the president. It is 6 zeros in a row to get into Kanye West's phone. Story here from the Kansas, check that, from the LA Times. After beefing up its parental leave policy this year, Starbucks will now offer subsidized childcare for all of its U.S. employees, too. The new benefit, a partnership with childcare provider Care.com, will provide 10 subsidized backup daycare days for parents when regular care falls through. In-home backup childcare will cost $1 an hour or $2 an hour after the fourth child. Care at a daycare center will cost roughly $5 a day. We felt like it was important to make this accessible, said Ron Crawford, vice president of benefits at Starbucks. We wanted to have as low a possible cost. Unlike other Starbucks benefits, which require employees to work 20 hours a week before they can access them, Care at Work is available to more than 180,000 U.S. Starbucks employees, regardless of how many hours they work per week.
So listen to this. If you are listening, even if you are out of that stage of your life where you have children who are old enough to stay home by themselves, there is a study that says 2 million working parents had to quit their jobs in 2016 because of child care issues. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nearly 70% said they had to take time off or adjust their schedule because of caregiving responsibilities.
Sure, of
course. That's no surprise.
It's happened to all of us.
Very few companies offer on-site, certainly on-site childcare. I know Cerner's one of the very few companies that has it around here, and I don't think it's so popular. I don't think everyone can get their kids in. I want to say it was 1-2% of companies in America offer some form of child care relief. And I think Starbucks is doing something great. I think they're on the forefront of something big. And instead of saying we're going to offer on-site care, which is not possible, they're saying we will give you money to go to care.com or whatever to help find you someone who can help you out so you can come to work. And they're doing it for a dollar. I mean,
dollar an hour.
But wow.
But yeah, so $8-$9 a day.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting, though? And we saw this with Amazon 2 weeks ago. We saw it with Walmart a year ago. We have seen it with other companies. If I'm not mistaken, Target has gotten on board, and so have others.
you don't need the government to make you change. That companies, especially in a really tight labor market, and let's be honest, we're in one. Unemployment last week was announced at 3.4%. That is unemployment. It is one of the best unemployment rates we've had in the United States history.
Well, that's because people have stopped looking for jobs.
Well, I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that's right.
You know I'm kidding.
But companies realize that good employees are now a commodity. Maybe they weren't in 2009 when people were being laid off.
Then why don't more people do this? Why don't more companies
say... I think you're going to see more companies do this, though, Dana.
It's a huge perk if you are trying to hire and retain young people.
And here's an example of why. Starbucks must know that the majority of the people that work for them are probably in their early to mid to late 20s. So in their 20s, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. Many of them, certainly not all, but many of them are starting families. They're having children. They would rather pay $9 or have you pay $9 and they pick up the slack, whatever that might happen to be, for 10 days out of a year. So you're looking at several hundreds of dollars if the employee takes advantage of this perk, okay?
If
they take advantage of the perk.
You wouldn't take advantage of it. I wouldn't take advantage of
it. Right.
Caramite.
But what I'm saying is, for example, let's say you own a Starbucks or you run a Starbucks in Kansas City. There's a snow day and the La Petite has closed for the day.
Yeah.
Well, you at Starbucks have not. Your employee needs backup childcare for that one day.
Yeah.
It's cheaper for you to pay whatever it might be than it would be to lose that employee who says, I just can't do it. I've got a kid at home.
Right.
You know, and I have to quit to provide proper care for my kid. And then you have to start the process all over again of teaching this person how to make a grande frappuccino, whatever, with chocolate sauce. It's cheaper for you to do that than it is to go out and find and hire somebody else.
So think about 40 years ago or for even further back, where it would have been really revolutionary to think about a company providing meals at work, kitchens. You know, there are companies now who have chefs, Scott, and they do that so that the employees stick around.
Right.
You get more, you're more productive. Mm-hmm. Just run down, grab something from the cafeteria, come on back up, right?
Instead of heading over to Italian Delight. And...
That used to be considered a perk. Now it has become standard with many companies. Paid vacation, all kinds of benefits are standard now. I'm just curious why childcare has not taken off when so many people need it, can't afford it, have to have it.
Yeah. Because the marketplace takes time to catch up. I mean,
or is it because everyone needs to eat? We're going to put in a restaurant. But offering this perk to what percentage of our employees will use it is extremely expensive and only benefits a few.
Now, with, and I mentioned Amazon, one thing that was left out of the initial story that came out in subsequent days was Amazon is pulling back certain perks. Now, don't think they didn't pull their workforce. Of course, they did. And their workforce said, we would prefer $15 an hour than we would the stock option buy-in plan, which they've pulled back. I think there was something involving the 401k plan or something that they pulled back. So you're taking the money up front, and then instead of getting the money on the back end somewhere down the line, assuming you end up working at Amazon for 40 years.
So why don't companies just subsidize it then and say, okay, if this is something you want in your benefits package, you can, like, a la carte it. You know what I mean, Scott? Maybe you don't put as much away over here, or you don't do the stock option here, but I will buy into the daycare plan. It's such a need. I make or break need for so many people. And I have a girlfriend. She's a single mom. No family. So think about that a moment. All of her family's on the East Coast. She is doing the deal here all by herself with a toddler. That's the type of employee, and she's an amazing, amazing worker that you want to retain, but she does not have the options you or I would if we had kids that age. You could call your mom.
Let me ask you a question. What perk that we do not offer here would you have wanted in the last 1 to 15 years? And I bet you would say on-site childcare.
At Kara's age, on-site childcare. Now, I would probably say a gym downstairs.
It's so funny you say that. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Instead of everyone leaving, going down the street.
If this was 15 years ago, I would have said on-site childcare. And I would have brought Maya and Sarah here. And, you know, before the show, I could go down and say hi and hang out with them. After the show, pick them up, put them in the car. We go home. It's really easy. And it would come at a cost, but not at a profit for the company. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They would have enough children in the childcare on site that, and I would pay a certain fee. So it's not technically a perk. The perk would be that it would be on site.
Right.
The perk would not be that I would get it for free.
It would be discounted, though.
Right. It would be discounted because Entercom would not be trying to make a profit off of taking care of my kid. You know, because we have an entire first floor here at the building where nobody works. There's not a single office on the first floor of this building where anybody has an office. You could turn that into an in-house childcare.
Easy.
For people like Jonathan Weir, Kara Markser. I know there are a number of saleswomen that have kids, relatively new kids. And you would charge them, say, $300 a month. You would use that $300 a month, obviously, to pay the salary of the people or person watching all the kids. But we're not getting screwed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not $1,000 a month. Now that my kids are old enough to take care of themselves, I want a gym on the first floor. With showers.
There have been so many studies done about this. Almost 90% of employees who have access to on-site care feel more engaged at work. It far exceeds the average engagement rate. Across all companies, the average is a mere 4 to 8% when it comes to companies that offer childcare. Roughly one quarter of Fortune magazine's best 100 companies to work for offer it.
You want to keep a really good young employee, offer on-site childcare and a gym.
I agree.
They'll never leave you.
I agree.
They will never freaking leave you. 576-7798. You know, I love that the unemployment rate is as low as it is because it's forcing the man to deal with us as opposed to 10 years ago when we had to beg for a job. Oh, can I please get a 1% raise? No. Can I please get a 0.5% raise? No. And by the way, we're cutting back the 401k contributions. Now, suck it! And now that employees have the upper hand, look what all these companies are now doing. You saw it a couple of weeks ago with Amazon. You're seeing it now with Starbucks.
Listen to this. There was a study from Arthur Rolnick with the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Investment in quality early childhood instruction is an effective economic development strategy as well, providing up to a $16 return for every dollar spent. And I bet that's in productivity. It's in engagement. It's all of those things wrapped into the stressor of childcare.
Yeah. Somebody says, my company did open a childcare center, and I was really excited until I found out it was $300 a week.
Woo!
Now, see, then that's not fair. They're trying to make a profit off of their childcare center. My argument is, open the childcare center at the office and basically do it at a not-for-profit level. Not that the company loses money. That's not fair. But at a break-even cost to the employee. But I'm curious, what perk do you not have at work right now that if they offered it, you would say to yourself, you would never tell your boss this because it would be horrible for negotiations, but if they offered it at work, you would say to yourself, I'm never leaving this place. This is like heaven.
Ha! And I've got another question. Would you support company childcare or subsidies for childcare where you work, even if it doesn't directly affect you? Because I would.
Or a gym if you don't work out.
I would absolutely champion for all of those things. If it makes everybody else happy and more productive, great.
Even if it costs you out of your paycheck?
Well, I don't think they can do that. They can't charge you.
Would you be willing to pay a little extra out of your paycheck?
How much extra?
$50 a month.
Oh, for somebody else's daycare?
I'm just asking a question. Just $50.
No, because I remember those years. It was more than our mortgage. It
was
more than our mortgage. Same
with us. It was more than our mortgage back in the day. It's incredibly expensive.
But I'm willing to champion for the company to provide it.
576-7798.
Hey, head on into Volkswagen Lee Summit. They will ax your tax. I've been bragging about this sale. They brought it back by popular demand. Any new or used Volkswagen at Volkswagen of Lee Summit, they will pay your sales tax. Head in there now. Pay zero sales tax. They'll pay it for you when you buy any new or used car, and they're doing it all month long, and they have a huge selection of new cars, used cars. You got to trade. Remember, Lee Summit will pay your original base MSRP for your car when you buy any new or used car. That means you can get a new or better car, pay zero sales tax at Volkswagen Lee Summit, and they will give you the original base MSRP for your old car. They deduct only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. And then ask them about that warranty. Hands down, one of the best on the market today for their new cars out there at Volkswagen Lee Summit. Head on in. It's off I-470 in Colburn Road, or go to VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
Sing my share of broken halos, folding wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
This is bringing your infant to work is an awesome benefit.
Angels calm down.
Kathleen Sebelius brought it to the insurance department when she was Secretary of Insurance.
Yep.
I brought all three of mine for 6 months.
If you are a nursing mom, you cannot overstate the benefit of having that down the hall.
Sometimes, here we go. Sometimes I skip the gym because we would get home late picking up the kids from childcare.
Yeah.
Rachel in Oak Grove. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Ace.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I love you. Everybody says that, but I really do.
Oh, bless your heart.
God bless you. Thanks.
I just wanted to say that when I was still working, my company had a gym, and I went to tour it one day because I thought about joining. And I saw, you know, several of my coworkers there, and it was just kind of creepy to think that I would see their cellulite and their blubber and then go sit in a meeting with them. Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
So if they were out of shape, it was kind of weird?
Well, not that they're out of shape, because I am too, but I don't want somebody that I see every day and that I meet with, you know, multiple times a week, to know just how much out of shape I am underneath my clothes.
Okay.
That's such a good point. Instead of having creepy random guy at the gym at the treadmill next to you, you now have like creepy guy that you share a
creepy sweet mate.
Right?
Robin in Kansas City. Robin, hello.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks.
I love you guys. Hey, I was calling. I work at a salon, and I won't mention the name because it's franchised nationwide, but it's open 7 days a week. I managed it for a few years, and I can't tell you how many stylists I lost. Great stylists I lost because they can't work till 9 o'clock at night. You know, especially if they have an hour drive, and yeah. I have four kids myself. And, I mean, some weeks I was working 60 hours a week, and I live 40 minutes from my salon. So it was crazy. If my franchise could offer something like that, it would be incredible. Obviously, it wouldn't be on site for us because we have so many multiple spots, but it would be such a benefit that we constantly were understaffed because of this issue, and because people are like, well, I can't close. No, I'm not going to close five nights a week. Mm-hmm. I have kids.
Good call. Robin, great call. Somebody points in, I would like at my work if we could pool sick days to help fellow employees who are seriously ill.
Absolutely.
You know, Entercom does do that, or at least used to do that. We pooled sick days years ago for a guy out in the newsroom whose name I won't mention. But he became very ill and was going to run out of sick days. And then it was, you know, a certain amount of time before is it FMLA or whatever kicks in, whatever that you use. We pooled all of our sick days together and gave them to him.
Yeah.
To bridge the gap between when his sick days ended and when his FMLA kicked in. And I'll, no, not us. And I'll never forget, we went to Entercom with that and they said yes. And they let us do it.
Can you do that for maternity leave too?
Just, I'll give you a couple
Why don't
days.
You just quit getting knocked up?
Spoken like the true male.
Keyword to cash is clown, C-L-O-W-N, clown. Text that into 72881. Let's get to the newsroom at Kara Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ. Warnings tonight in North Carolina where Michael continues to dump rain. More next.
Dana right here for my good buddies at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Remember, they do it all. Landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. And I know everyone is thinking, my goodness, we do not need irrigation right now. One of the things I love about that Rainbird irrigation system is that it is a smart system. It knows when it's raining. They attach this little thing to your gutter. That thing gets wet. Your irrigation system either shuts off or does not engage. It's really, really a cool feature on that smart Rainbird system. And it makes it so easy to have a nice lawn and a nice landscaping and grass and all of that stuff. Ask them about hardscape, ask them about landscape, and ask them about irrigation. If you want a fire pit, fireplace, now's the time to get on the schedule to do that work as well. 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com. Lightning-landscape.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.